This is Dr. Minha. So I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Gladys Valentine Arizari, Gladys Valentine-Irizarry. Date of birth 06/19/1953. Date of appointment 3/19/2026. Requesting physician Nicole Santiago, NICHOLESANTIAGONP. Dear Nicole Santiago, I have the pleasure of seeing Gladys Valentine Arizari. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 72 year old, right-handed Hispanic woman who was admitted to the hospital on 3/14/2026 because she fell down and had a bruise on the right side of the face. She gets dizzy and she has blank stare, becomes unresponsive for about 3 minutes. She used to have a seizure in 1980s. It was grand mal seizure and she was on Dilantin. She stopped taking Dilantin many years ago and now the seizures are coming back. She started having an episode for a couple of months. One time she was grasping stuff in the ear. No tongue biting, no incontinence. Eyes were open and rolled back. CT of the head, CT angiogram of the head and neck, echocardiogram and EEG done and normal. Past medical history, seizure, past surgical history, wrist surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, mirtazapine, olanzapine. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is not working, she is divorced, lives with the daughter, have 2 children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased, both have diabetes, 5 sisters, 1 deceased with schizophrenia, seizure. Other sister have depression, anxiety. 4 brothers, 1 deceased due to cancer. Review of the system, I personally review the journal scan. Metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, convulsion, depression, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 140/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in right aneurysm, abdomen short bowels on present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronated drift, there is no rigidity, action, tremor present. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 72-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, epilepsy. Number two, essential tremor. Number three, depression. Number four, anxiety. Next paragraph. In my opinion, her seizures are coming back. I would like to order Keppra 500 milligram 1PO2 time daily. Her CT of the head, CT angiogram of the head and neck, echocardiogram and EEG are normal. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.